So she also is called barren, and she also has conceived a child. And she says, look, the handmaid of the Lord, I'm, you know, a bondservant. Let it be to me according to your word. There's a lot of faith in that. And the angel departed from her. And she arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Blessed is the one that believes, because God performs those things that he has told us. That is why the promises of God, which are contained in the New Testament, are worth believing in. When they say that we should lay aside things, when they say we should walk according to a certain way, that it is given unto us to inherit these things, we need to believe in them, because there will be a performance. You know why I believe that I can obtain righteousness in a completeness of righteousness, why I can be obedient to God, completely obedient? Because God promised by the new covenant that he would write his laws in my hearts and write obedience into me, that I would be obedient to him in all things. And therefore, I believe, because all things are possible with God. And not only that, he promised. He promised. What did he promise? I go to it all the time. 2 Peter chapter 1. By these great and precious promises, we are partakers of the divine nature. You cannot partake of divine nature and partake of the nature of man and of sin and of the sinful nature. We must lay aside the sinful nature and put on the new nature. We've got to take off one that we may put on the other, because the two cannot remain mingled. Because a mingled nature is a deadly nature. It is a nature of death, a nature of sin. A sinful nature is mingled. Because man, by nature of his creation, is already in the image of God. And we already have somewhat of the divine in us. But there is a nature in us which is not divine, the sinful. Because God is no sinner. This sinful nature, we are subject to it, and it must be purged for us to be inheritors of eternal life. And this is the Lord's doing, and this is the Lord's work. Mary comes to Elizabeth, the mother of John, and the babe, as Mary says hello, the babe kicks. This was something more than a normal kick. He really kicked it up, you know, he leaped in her womb. I mean, she felt it like, whoa, that was a movement. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, speaks out with a loud voice and is filled with knowledge of why. Not having been told by anything except the Holy Spirit revealing it to her in that instance. Blessed are you among women because of what's inside of you. And what is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. God revealing this to her, what had happened, what had transpired. And blessed are you who believe, Mary, because there is a performance of those things. I'll tell you what, without a performance, our faith is in vain. What is the point of being patient if there's no payoff? What is the point of being patient if there's no performance? We patiently wait that we may receive. We believe that it may be given. We ask that we may have. And I don't speak of the carnal things people seek to be blessed with. I mean with the things of the blessings of salvation, with godliness, righteousness, virtue, the things that we need to be like Christ. Because that's what's most needful, that we would be like him. That's what I need. I don't need my cars. I don't need my house. I don't need my family. I need to be like Christ. And God has given me these things to help me along the way, no doubt. But he is what I really need. because it is before all things. First of all things that I need is Christ. I need His help, and I need to be like Him. And I don't say those things are less needful, that they may be taken away or cast away. But if anything like that should happen, I have to be ready to accept it. Trusting that I shall receive it again in the resurrection. That I shall receive it all again according to His word. According to the mercies of God, as He was merciful to those in the past who believed in Him. I want God's mercy. I need it. Because we are saved by grace through faith. And that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. And Mary says in verse 46, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For He hath regarded the low estate of His handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For He that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is His name. And His mercy is on them that fear Him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with His arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath sent away empty. He hath holpen His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, as He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. God is magnified in her soul. My soul magnifies God. Let me shine a magnifying glass on the Lord, that He may be made greater in our eyes. My spirit has rejoiced in God. How her heart has rejoiced in God's... I mean, think about what a crazy thing has happened to this young girl that is spoken. And what a girl she must have been to be chosen of God for this purpose. You know, because of the Catholic heresies concerning Mary, sometimes as un-Catholics, because I'm not a Protestant, as a non-Catholic, we tend to want to demagnify Mary because of the way they've deified her. And it's all out of measure. Because Mary is not ascended into heaven. She also waits the resurrection and the promise of Israel. But you know what? You see what a promising young girl she was, that God would choose her to be the mother of His Son, to be the mother of the image of the invisible God, of God in the flesh, God with us.